They are cheering for former Senator John Edwards. He's one of the other Democrats running for president. Most of the spotlight is focused on Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Meanwhile, Edwards has been busily campaigning in the early caucus state of Iowa. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
John Edwards never really stopped running in Iowa. He's been there 19 times since he lost his bid for vice president in 2004. These days, he's playing to the state's deep tradition of retail politics, holding events in senior citizen centers and union halls. And he's trying to distinguish himself by offering specific policies early in the campaign. This weekend, he was pushing a detailed plan for universal health care. It would make businesses provide health care to employees or pay into an insurance fund. And he says it won't be cheap.
Now, here comes the medicine part. How much does it cost? Right? My plan costs $90 to $120 billion a year. I pay for it by rolling back George Bush's tax cuts for the richest people in America. That's how I pay for it.
Iowans say Edwards has grown as a candidate since he first appeared here 4 years ago. Rick Mullen is a Democratic Party activist in Sioux City.
The first time he came here, we were at someone's home, and he had his wonderful prepared stump speech that he gave, a 10-minute set piece. And then when people started asking questions about foreign policy or other things, he clearly didn't have an answer for it.
But in fielding questions now, Edwards often gives clear, firm answers. Here's a response to controlling the federal deficit.
Today's deficit is about 2% of GDP. When President Clinton, who you talked about, came into office, the deficit was about 5% of GDP. I do not believe you can achieve universal health care, energy transformation, and doing the things, other things that need to be done in America, and eliminate the deficit simultaneously. I don't think it can be done.
If his answers are more specific than they were 4 years ago, his demeanor is more relaxed as well. It's as if he has little to lose, and he seems to be having fun.
Are you going to take a picture while I'm answering your question? You ask a question, and when I'm answering the question, you take a picture. I love it. It's great. Welcome to Iowa.
After the speech, I asked Rick Mullen.
So what'd you think? You know, it's just amazing to watch him, how relaxed and loose he is at these things.
Even Edwards acknowledged that he's changed after a speech in Council Bluffs.
How am I different? I'm seasoned. I have more depth. I've been doing this longer. It's like most people, I learn, I hope.
But as Edwards has changed, so has the terrain. Stefan Schmidt teaches political science at Iowa State University. He says Edwards faces much stronger competition, and he's no longer the fresh face.
There is a lot of excitement about Barack Obama, and a lot of women are very excited about Hillary Clinton. And I think that gives him a challenge, because he is neither Hillary Clinton nor a sort of new generation African-American or multicultural candidate. And that's perhaps a disadvantage for him, because the field is so exciting and electrifying.
Many people responded well to Edwards over the weekend, calling him warm and genuine. But not everyone liked his answers. When a college student complained about soaring tuition, Edwards cited a program he started in a poor community where people chipped in to help students pay for school. The college student, Jordan Levine, didn't like the response.
I don't think he really gave me the answer I was looking for. I wasn't very impressed with what he had to say.
Even some of Edwards' biggest fans admit he has an uphill battle. Teresa Wolf runs the Woodbury County Democratic Club in Sioux City. She says he needs to keep campaigning at a personal level in a state where the caucus is decided in people's living rooms.
It's going to be very hard for him, and I just really think that he needs to get out there, he needs to talk to the people, he needs to keep it on the ground with the people who work the campaigns. You can blog all you want. You have to bring it to the people, because that's who shows up on caucus night.
And that night, the first test for Edwards and a growing field of Democrats is now 10 months away. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.